Restoring My Soul. Monday, the 13th of January. Jacob met the Lord. The psalmist explained that a person whose self-expression has been brought to nothing and who obtains faith to seek the Lord remembers that God is their rock and the Most High God their Redeemer. Likewise, the prophet Isaiah declared that the Redeemer will come to Zion and to those who turn from transgression in Jacob. Jacob's transgression was that he was a deceiver. Through actions sourced from his own image, he endeavored to obtain the blessing that was associated with his calling as a son of Abraham. He found deliverance from this propensity when he wrestled with the Lord at Jabbok and received from the Lord his name, Israel, meaning Prince with God. In this regard, Jacob's wrestle was the same experience that Peter had in his encounter with Christ in the court of Caiaphas. Jacob met the Lord face to face when he wrestled with him through the night until the breaking of day. The Lord was mercifully resisting every carnal initiative sourced from Jacob's fallen self-image, by which he sought to enter the land of blessing. Importantly, if Jacob had entered the land without this conversion, he would have been killed in the land by Esau. In this regard, Esau typified Satan. In this circumstance, Jacob was being sifted by Satan. The land of promise was where Satan is walking about as a roaring lion, seeking whom he may devour. Every person who presumes to participate in the kingdom while maintaining their religious projection makes themselves and their household vulnerable to the oppression of Satan and his principalities and powers. Unless they are converted from living carnally to walking spiritually in the fellowship of Christ's offering and sufferings, they will be overtaken by him and will lose their salvation. The references used in today's devotions are Psalm chapter 78 verse 35, Isaiah chapter 59 verse 20, and 1 Peter chapter 5 verse 8. For further reading, Genesis chapter 32.